From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Taxpayer-funded state and local governments will have to make higher contributions to the California Public Employees Retirement System. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, CalPERS board members have approved a new accounting policy designed to fully fund the pension system.
Most CalPERS benefit plans are currently between 65 and 80% funded. Board members say the accounting changes will fully fund the system within 30 years, but the burden will fall on local governments.
Well, I think for some cities, it could be quite difficult.
Natasha Carl with the League of California Cities says the changes could mean a 30 to 50% increase in contributions for cities over 10 years beginning in 2015.
What we're asking agencies to do is obviously review the report. Let us know how these impacts are going to affect their budgets. But the bottom line is that these are being implemented, and agencies are going to have to figure out how to absorb the cost.
The accounting changes will not affect what employees pay toward their benefits. At the State Capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The head of the California Public Utilities Commission is once again defending the agency after a scathing report questioned its commitment to public safety. The report by a business consulting group found the commission's staff lacks the leadership necessary to make safety a priority. PUC Executive Director Paul Clannon told lawmakers the agency is making progress.
The current leadership of the Public Utilities Commission, far from hiding from this problem, far from trying to sweep it under the rug, far from waiting for somebody else to come and tell us what to do, is way out on the forefront, far beyond what other regulatory agencies have done in response to disasters like San Bruno, to change ourselves.
But one lawmaker calls the PUC's progress on safety an abject failure. Just last month, the PUC had to defend its accounting and budgeting practices before lawmakers as a result of an audit. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the Cal.